Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Soup seems so utilitarian until you tuck into a beautiful bowl of soup, soup that can warm you and rock you. My mom's homemade soup with farina noodles is stick-to-the-ribs fabulous. One friend makes soup so divine, I even love her borscht. And Sean and Nora's, when it was still open in Barrie, served soup so good, I vowed to swim open mouth through a vat of the stuff. Well, Candace Page, who writes for the Save of War section of the Burlington Free Press, has made it her mission to learn from some masters on how to make a great soup. Candy, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
It's nice to be here, Rick.
So where'd you go to learn the secrets of better soup making?
Well, I wanted to look at different kinds of soup making. So I went to Pauline's Cafe in South Burlington to watch them make a classic French onion soup, for which, of course, the broth is the most important thing. But then, you know, I'm a meat eater myself, but not every soup has to have meat in it. So I went to the Pingala Cafe right on the Winooski River in Burlington, which is a vegan restaurant. And then Asian soups are so distinctive, so fresh and light. I wanted to see how that's done as well. So those are the three places I chose to visit.
What did you learn at Pauline's Cafe in South Burlington?
Well, I learned that to make a great stock, you want to start with meat that has been caramelized by itself. And in the case of Pauline's, Chef Doug Haney uses roasted chickens. He roasts chickens with some vegetables and a little water in the bottom of the pan. The chickens have been brined. He ends up with chicken meat that he can use in other dishes. And he ends up with this rich pan sauce in which he caramelizes the vegetables that then go with water and the chicken bones and trimmings into the stock pot, where they cook for several hours and you end up with a very rich golden broth. Then he caramelizes the onions for the French onion soup, pours the stock on, and then it's flamed with brandy and a variety of herbs are added. So you get this layering of flavors, the rich umami stock, caramelized vegetables and herbs. You end up with a soup that one woman in the dining room said is good enough to cure her of the flu.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Save of War section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing how to make great soups. Candy, your next stop was Pingala in Winooski, which is vegan. That can prove a little challenging.
Well, that's right, in the sense that the straightest path to a rich, umami-rich soup is meat and bones. And that's off the table, of course, at Pingala. So Chef Trevor Sullivan made for me a corn chowder that was fabulous. And corn chowder has never been at the top of my list. But I stopped counting when I got to almost 20 ingredients that went into his soup. But like Chef Doug Haney at Pauline's, Trevor concentrated on ways to increase the savoriness of his soup and to build layers of flavor. So he had started the day before with making a vegetable-based broth. That was one ingredient. But he also, as part of the soup, caramelized a whole long list of vegetables, starting with onions. Then he added the stock. Then he added the corn, which had been roasted until it caramelized. So it was both crunchy and intensely sweet and salty. And then on top of that went a couple tablespoons of tomato paste, another great source of umami, nutritional yeast, which in small quantities adds an umami, almost cheesy flavor, and then innumerable herbs and spice seasonings. And then he topped the whole thing with, sounds unlikely, but it was fabulous, eggplant bacon. Yes, salty, again, salty and sweet and crumbled on top of the soup. Better than bacon, I thought.
Wow, that's fabulous. Your last stop was the Asiana Noodle Shop in Burlington. So what approach do they take there?
Well, you know, I think of Asian soups as being different, and in some ways they are, because they tend to be clear broth with vegetables, very fresh vegetables that have just been poached for a few minutes in the broth. And in fact, when you go to Asiana, you choose from one of the six or seven different broths they offer. And then you choose the kind of meat you'd like to have quickly poached in the soup, as well as the vegetables and the noodles. So I spent a morning with Panoy, who is the Thai-born chef there. And what I learned from her was that great stock does not have to take forever. And she is very open about the shortcuts that she takes. Her chicken stock is made with chicken and vegetables, including the stems of fresh cilantro, which is a very specific Thai flavoring for soup. But she adds to it a scoop of dried Knorr chicken soup essence. Her soy broth, which was perhaps my favorite, is made with hondashi, which is an Asian ingredient. Again, it's a soup essence. It's dried bonito flakes. Those are fish flakes that are very salty and umami, and also has some seaweed in it. And that goes in to enrich her broth. And her easiest one is miso soup, which is a pot of water, a handful of onion, and then a scoop of miso paste. That's fermented soybeans that she strains into the soup. And it looks like nothing, and you taste it, and it's wonderful. So that gave me hope as a home soup maker that I can be totally pure and never go to the grocery shelf, or I can sometimes get a flavor boost here and there.
After all that instruction, can you boil it down to a few basic lessons for the home cook?
I now will always caramelize my vegetables before I add them to soup. Even if you're starting with a very good broth, that extra layer of browning and sweet, savory, salty really enhances the soup. I'm also going to pay more attention to the use of fresh herbs. All three chefs didn't just reach for dry herbs, but for fresh sage and rosemary and thyme. And I think that comes through in the soup. And then I did learn what I expected to learn, which is make a good, strong stock and you're halfway to a great soup.
Fantastic. Candace Page writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
It's always such fun, Rick. Thank you.